Now here's a hot take. There's an infinite ocean of animosity directed to the single, childless 29, 34-year-old woman. None of it is genuine or valid. I love the word valid. It is a revenge fetish dreamed up by young men who wish that a sentence of barrenness and ruin will befall anyone who rejects them. Dun, dun, dun. And this is a response to an article called How to Settle Down, Get Married, and Start a Family in Your Mid-30s. Okay, where do I even begin? First of all, I don't think that if a woman is within the age of 29 and 34 and is single and has children, then people would appreciate that more than if she is childless. Right? I mean, let's be honest. If you look at the dating website, single moms aren't considered quite a catch, and there's a biological component to that. It's usually the fact that men want to experience the miracle of having a child with a woman that is also experiencing the miracle with having a child with them. And then it's also the fact that most men understand that if a woman has children, that is probably another man, right? Like, she didn't have children by herself. And so that man is probably still in her life. You know, is he in a prison? Is he going to visit? Is he going to want to spend time with those children, right? It makes it awkward. And then, of course, it's the other question. It's like, well, why did it work out? Now, it's interesting that society demonizes men for asking these legitimate questions, but if you look at a job interview, right, a person that is job hopping, you know, like they're going from company to company to company, is a person that's not really sought after. Like most job interviewers will avoid such an individual because the assumption is there that, well, if it's someone that's job hopping, like, it's not a serious person. Why would we waste our time? But men are expected with a woman that's cock jumping, you know, and she's got like a various plethora of boyfriends, for men to accept that. Even though if the situations are reversed and the man is a womanizer and the woman finds out about it at the beginning of the relationship, you will find out that most serious women that are not interested in just a one night stand will avoid such a guy, right? And so when I look at this, you know, there's an infinite ocean of animosity directed at single, childless, 29, 34-year-old women. It lacks context. Like, this type of statement is designed to make people emotional and not see the big picture that there is also animosity towards men that are virgins at the age of 29 and 34. Now, usually when you point that out, they will say whataboutery, but whataboutery is actually essential if you want to morally judge people, right? Like, if you have a moral standard, it needs to be applied to everyone. And so, no, like, society as a whole usually doesn't appreciate adults that are within the age of 29, 34, and are childless. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but one of them can actually be for the health and well-being of that society. Like, we decided we live in a welfare state, which is a Ponzi pyramid. It's a Ponzi scheme. It means that the next generation always needs to have more kids in order to pay for us when we're old, right? And so if the idea isn't like it used to be, that you need to have kids so they take care of you when you're old, and now the idea is like, let other people have kids for me so that they work, and then the government takes their taxes and takes care of me when we're old, then in such a society, you are actually selfish if you don't have children, right? The communists will call these people social parasites. People who rely on welfare without contributing. And so anyway, the other issue is that a person that has a functioning sex organ, right? So we're not talking about a person that has like an endocrinological problem or is asexual, but you know, someone that has desire is usually going to try to find a date, right? Like, they're going to try to find a significant other. It's normal human nature. And so a person that after 34 years of looking has not managed to find someone else, it starts to beg the question as to why. And so when you're thinking about a woman, you're thinking about like, okay, well, what exactly is it that men would find off-putting in a woman, right? And so people will start to assume maybe she's cheating. Maybe she is morbidly obese, or she's got personality issues, right? Like maybe she's incredibly vain, arrogant, nagging, whatever the case. But like something must be there if at the age of 34 she didn't find anyone. Maybe her standards are so ridiculous that no man on planet Earth actually exists, right? Like by the time you're 34, especially now in the age of technology when we have dating websites and everything, if you're literally incapable of finding anyone by the age of 34, but you must have like some standards that are ridiculous. And so if you behave like that and you're that arrogant, well then obviously people are going to make fun of you, right? Like imagine someone that wants to get a job at Google and they don't even know how to code. And they will flat out refuse to get a job anywhere because their standard is to work at Google. Eventually people will think that you're mentally retarded, right? They will just avoid interacting with you because mental retardation can be actually contagious. And the same thing that applies in the job market can also apply in the dating market. Now, the whole thing, again, is designed to demonize men, right? So, like, the idea is that it's a fetish dreamed up by young men. Now, I may not be an expert in fetish, but I know a little bit. You know, like, I've never heard about men actually masturbating over making fun of 34-year-old women. Usually, they will make jokes or they will avoid these women on the dating market, right? Like, just because it's a 34-year-old woman that's single, like, doesn't mean that you're not going to be interested in hiring her in a company if she actually knows certain skills, or that you would avoid going at a party where she is there, right? But, like, when it comes to dating, yeah, like, a 34-year-old woman, most men are not going to be interested in her. Because if a man is also a 34-year-old, he's probably going to be interested in a 24-year-old. And usually they blame the men for that, but like they never blame the women for also being attracted to elderly men. Like this is something that exists in human nature. I don't know why, but women genuinely like men that are older than them, and men like women that are younger. But again, like you'll notice that this is being demonized on social media. Whatever, you know, I just found this to be really interesting that in, how did the left used to say it? It's 2025 and people are still demonizing young men and their beliefs. When, again, all of this is human nature. Women do it as well, right? And women would also make fun or at least bring it up. It's like, did you know that she's like 34-year-old and she's calling herself Mrs.? Right? Like women themselves are shocked if they find another woman at 34-year-old and she's not a nun and she is single, right? And hasn't found anyone. The same thing can be said about a man that's a virgin. Like, most women will assume, well, what's the problem with him? Is he a pervert? Is he violent? You know, like, it must be something. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. And as usual, I'll see you in the comment section. Take care.